So, named for the Good Samaritan. You can read what it says just as well as I can read it to you. But the whole mission is so much bigger. But frequently it starts with the shoebox. The shoebox is our connection into well over 120 countries around the world. So that if something goes wrong, we're not just randomly sending something, but we can phone up Fred in a country and go, hey, what is it you need? And we can get the right things. We have clean water projects. We have projects which... heard about people hard of hearing, but for people who have sight problems, they have a group that goes round doing cataract surgery. Something very close to my heart. 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to recognise you in the front row. I would have been lost without glasses. The difference something as small as that sort of operation can make. So we're running to a crisis. We're helping. There were chaplains that went from Billy Graham to the awful thing that happened in Manchester. We work generally all the way around. But I know that it's shoeboxes that are close to our hearts. So, what I'm not a preacher at all. Otherwise, I would have 3 points. I know that. What I've got is 2 C's. And 2 Sergeys to talk about. So, this is the team when Laurie and I went out to Moldova. Nobody knew where Moldova was in 2019. Now, because of the war, unfortunately, everybody does. But this was the team. The guy in the middle with the jacket and the brownish looking trousers is something quite high up in the BU in Moldova. Can't remember exactly what. Lovely guy. The person on his right is Sergei. You'll hear about him later. But Sergei is the logistics coordinator out there. Our teams are mirrored. Laurie's the logistic coordinator here. Sergei takes the boxes to where they're going, to the children who are receiving them. We collect them in so they can go up to the warehouse and be checked. The 2 younger girls were our translators. The girl wrapped up in the scarf is called Christina. She made contact with us when we got back. And said, I teach English. And I haven't got the usual recording of this text for my students. Laurie is the person who sounds the most English I can imagine. Please, can you get it recorded by him so I can play it to my students? He was very pleased to help, but always wanting to be correct. Did point out to her that in England, we don't call them resumes. We call them CVs, you know. But they were our translators. The couple on the far side, on my right as I'm looking at it, are the 2 that run the project in this area. The guy is a typical youth leader, really wild, whatever. But great. You're going to hear more about them in a little while. But Jesus gave us 2 C's. First one, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that's really what shoeboxes is all about. Back in the day, it used to be called love in a box. Some of you might remember that, but it's about love. Our neighbours are all over the place. They're the people next door to me in Royston, the people up here, discovered that your minister has a connection with a good friend of mine who lives over in Bewdley and is very involved in OCC. But these children are our neighbours too. So, meet first Sergei. Sergei isn't just the name of a meerkat out there. It's a very popular name. This little lad, we'd been to church in the morning. Big church in the centre of Moldova. We went to a baptism service. An amazing service. Lasted longer than the flight out. Don't worry, I'm not talking that long. But it was brilliant. They baptised 15 people. Is that right? Was it 15? 17. I apologise. I've missed them. Their baptism, I'm presuming yours is... Right, okay. As is sort of front. The only other church I've ever been to with a baptistry like this was Stirling in Scotland. It was up there. It had a glass front and they were baptising two people at a time. Like that. A bit different to us. But after we'd been to that amazing service, we went on to the church where they were doing a distribution. All distributions, they have, like the children do a little turn. If you've ever been to your children's assemblies, your grandchildren's assemblies, whatever. So little Sergei was there. He was taking part. His mum was playing the piano. And then the children, you will have seen in the video with the children who had problems hearing, pictures they were holding up. They tell the children the story of Jesus. We'd had all of this, and then the children get given out the boxes. Wasn't quite so obvious when they were signing it. Usually you get a drum roll and a number call, and then they open the boxes. This is young Sergei opening his. It's not clear what is actually in his hand at the moment, but it's a hairbrush. First time I met Matthew, you, Brenda and Peter will know Matthew, he was with Emma, our then regional manager, and he went, what are they giving a brush, a hairbrush to a boy? What does he need that for? I hear that so many times when I'm up at the warehouse. What do they need that for? My usual answer is, they could give it to their girlfriend or their boyfriend. You take that out of a box and you could ruin a beautiful relationship. But anyway, Sergei got his hairbrush and he gave it to his mum. There is so much joy in giving. I enjoy packing shoeboxes. It's fun. It's hard work, all the rushing around. We've been to Coventry, all sorts of places this week. But basically, it's joyful. We like to give presents to people. Now, if you have very little, you can't do that. But this meant that Sergei could give something to his mum. Now, this picture... We don't only go to churches. If your church decided, right, we're going to hold a distribution, we want to give out shoeboxes, you couldn't just do it for your church. You have to present a case. And you would be expected to invite all the children in the village. They might not all want to come, but you should invite them so that they can all hear the message. We also go into other places, to schools, whatever. Same thing, you know, all the children. But this was a hospital. And this shows that we're breaking the odd rule. Now, I like to keep the rules, but there are times when we break them. Our shoeboxes, as you know, go to children from 2 to 4, 5 to 9, 10 to 14. Girls, 5 to 9 boxes, the piles are that high. When you get down to the little ones and the big ones, much lower. But this is baby David. Baby David was in a ward with several other people who were all older. He isn't too, as you could see. But could you not give him a present if everybody else is getting one? Baby David got his shoebox. And that's what I mean. Sometimes most rules are sensible, but there's also a bit of margin for error. I'm in a hospital gown because it's a Burns hospital. I must have looked very dirty or very worrying because it was only me in our team that got given one. My son still laughs every time he sees the picture, you know. This is in a school. A school absolutely full of kids, same rule, they were shown everything, whatever. And off on that side, as I'm looking at it, which will be that side for you, sorry, forgotten how to do that, is the head teacher. We invite children to go on the greatest journey. Now, I don't know if you've heard about the greatest journey. Nobody smart. I know some people have. We are not allowed to put in religious literature in our shoeboxes. But the churches who give things out can. Some of our boxes go to hard-to-reach countries. When I was in Bosnia, it's 50-50 Muslim-Christian. But you will have seen that book in the video. You probably didn't pick it up. But children are given that by the church. As in Bosnia, they could choose whether to accept it or not. I'm going to leave these so you can have a look, but please don't take them. The Greatest Journey is a Sunday school class. 10, 12 lessons. Beautiful colours, Bible verses to learn in their own language. I know it's Eastern European, but I haven't got a clue which language it is. I'm sorry. Once it gets out of the same script as ours, I get confused. But the children get the opportunity to do that. Their parents or carers have to agree. If they complete, they get a copy of the New Testament in their language. So far, 232 million shoeboxes have gone out. Wow. Wow. Now, with doing the greatest journey, with the boxes that go out, about one in four children make a commitment to Jesus. Isn't that fabulous? We were all happily singing about going out. We can't all go out everywhere. I'm not very brave. I hate aeroplanes. I have been on them, but as Laurie knows, I hate aeroplanes. But in packing a shoebox, you are doing my second C, which is, as you probably worked out, the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the end of the age. Now, some of us might serve the Lord abroad. Some of us might get the opportunity to go out. But for lots of us, that's not. But we have to remember that when that was being said, we were the ends of the earth. We can go through other ways, through packing a shoebox. If you don't fancy packing a shoebox, you don't fancy packing one online, you can sponsor children through the greatest journey. Because I know for everybody that's the shoebox bit isn't what they like doing. But we can make that sort of difference. Now we're going to carry on. this is the team photo, remember? It's here again because I want to tell you about the second Sergei. We've had little Sergei. This is big Sergei. He's wearing the red anorak. He's the logistics coordinator. His English is as good as my Moldovan. Okay. And so when he was encouraged to speak to us and tell us his story, he used a translator. We stayed in some Baptist Union hostel that they ran, and we had meals downstairs. And Sergei and his wife, they've now got at least one child, were with us. And they asked Sergei to tell his story. Sergei has always lived in Moldova. Moldova is a very poor country, supposedly the poorest country in Europe. When we flew out there, the plane going out half empty. When we flew back, the airport was full, the plane was full of families leaving. At that point, because a lot of them held Romanian passports, they could still come out. They could come out to England. I'm not going to discuss immigration, whatever. But the poorest country. They thought they would be bettering their lifestyle if they moved to Romania. Okay, so a really poor country. Sergei's parents couldn't afford to keep him. So they put him in an orphanage. Imagine what that must be. It must be dreadful to be put into an orphanage. But if you know your parents are alive, and the decision they must have had to make, we want to do the best for our children, but the best to give them away? That is, anyway, he was in a shoebox, he was in an orphanage. He was a very unhappy little kid. He was about six. And he received a shoebox. Deliberate saying this time. He couldn't understand how anybody in another country could love him enough to send him a shoebox when his own parents had got rid of him, in his six-year-old thinking. Now, if you've been doing shoeboxes for 20 odd years, and some of us have, that could have been your shoebox. And what Sergei decided was, when he grew up, he was going to be like that person who sent the shoebox to him. Still fills me up, the thought that he's doing that. Now, with a full-time job, Laurie's fortunate enough to have retired, he's doing the whole logistics thing. He's making that difference. He's not gone anywhere, but he's telling the children or facilitating the children hearing about Jesus. He wasn't a speaker. He didn't speak in his own language at the front. And that's very much what I want to encourage you with. Because we're not all go-outers. There was a time in my life when I wouldn't have stood in the front of everybody and done this. Always talked to children, I was a teacher, but God has a plan for us. God knows what he wants us to do. Now, my Bible reading's from the Message. It's not I know it's not a translation, but I'm going to use that word, that I would often use. But I love the way this bit is written. I need the glasses still for this. God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God himself is behind it all. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. Wise counsel, clear understanding, simple trust, healing the sick, miraculous acts, proclamation, distinguishing between spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. I'll also add, packing shoeboxes, driving vans, planning where the vans are going to go, all sorts of gifts, making the tea, most important. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out by the one Spirit of God. He decides who gets what and when. I like that bit, because the gift that you've got is great. God wants you to use it. If you don't do that, who will? I couldn't stand up the front and play guitar. I used to play the piano, but I used to have one of my children kicking me all the way through to keep me on the beat, you know? We used to be youth leaders. That's not my gift now. God gives us gifts for a season, and then we might move on to something else. But the important bit is that we do the gift that God gives us. And that's such a privilege, isn't it? Such a privilege. And just looking at the Operation Christmas Child bit and the whole Samaritan's Purse bit, we're telling people about Jesus. We don't have to get out and go somewhere where it's minus 16, or where the first video was, where I suspect it was a lot more than minus 16. We have a lady in our church. She's, I'm told, in her 80s. She used to be a missionary, and she's now at the stage where she thinks, I can't really do much. Not really used to God, am I now, really? You know? She's just had a hip replacement. But leading up to that time, she's been very restricted in what she could do, and she's saying, whatever. But she said to me, I can knit. I went, would you make some hats for our shoeboxes, for our packing party? And she went, oh, yes, I can do that. She keeps sending me messages. She wants wool. So, you know, there I am taking wool to Jill. But I was saying to her, you know, when you're doing it, you can pray for the child that receives that hat. She went, really? You mean I could pray for that child to know Jesus while I'm knitting this hat? And for her, it was a huge step that she could do that. And suddenly, all that missionary work that she thought she'd left behind was still happening. God can give us the right gift at the right time for us. And that gift is only for us. So it's important that we do it. Well, I hope I've told you something about Operation Christmas Child. I hope I've challenged you.